Welcome to I Go to College,
a podcast where real college students talk about their college experience.
From textbooks to tailgates,
and friends to finals,
we talk about it all.
The college experience is more than simply an education or a time for learning. The entire time we spend here is an experience like no other. It only makes sense that the ending to such a monumental time in one's life would have such a massive impact on their mind for a while, even after all said and done. Today's topic may not seem as fun and upbeat as usual, but it's something very important in our college lives. That is the topic of leaving college. Whether graduating or leaving for any specific reason doesn't matter, as it's a bittersweet time for us all. But on a lighter note, my name is Jace Brenz, and I'll be your host for today's episode of I Go to College. I'm a senior games and interactive media major here at MSU, and I want to talk about the topic of leaving college due to that time rapidly approaching for me before my very eyes. This episode isn't meant to sadden or depress. Rather, it's meant to be a celebration of what made our college experiences so great. If we didn't thoroughly enjoy our time here as people, we wouldn't feel so sad to leave after all. To many who live on campus, college apartments or dorms can feel like a new home to them, as it's the place that students have likely spent a majority of their past few years. Memories abound are created in places like this, such as class signups, spending time with roommates and friends, and likely many nights where students would just crash on their couches to sleep since they couldn't be bothered to get up to their bed. Today's episode is meant to highlight not only the wonderful times we spent at college, but also why we'll miss those days so dearly. So, buckle in, and hopefully you enjoy, as I'll be talking with a very special guest of mine to help show how many different wonderful emotions can be felt during this special time in life. Speaking of today's special guest, here I am to introduce my good friend and roommate, Randy Hermes.
Hey everybody, thanks for having me on today, Jace. My name is Randy. I'm a senior computer engineer, also at Michigan State, and I'm glad and excited to talk about this topic today and go over all of our memories right before we're done.
No better time to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into this. So what would you say, as a senior, which obstacles were the most fun for you to overcome throughout the years? Everybody talks about how these are so difficult or tough, like, you know, getting into the swing of classes or being able to find the buildings. But what would you say nowadays is the most fun obstacles you have to deal with?
That's a pretty good question for my current semester, because like you said, I would agree that finding classes and stuff isn't really that crazy because I know a lot of places on campus now. But I think a fun obstacle has been I'm working in two projects for two of my classes, and working alongside a team of very different types of people in different majors has been difficult but fun because I have had good, mostly, teammates. So getting to know them and chat with them, but also getting work done with them that is cool and kind of substantial to the course was fun.
So just to summarize that, basically, would you say that group projects have become a lot more tolerable as you've gotten further into your years?
Yes, and especially because all of us are almost done. So it's like, let's get it over with. What are you guys doing after this?
So it's more casual.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, I can understand that. I've experienced a little bit of the same as well. But moving on to the next question, if you could recommend anything to newer college students to make them feel more comfortable at college, what would it be?
Oh, I think the best thing is to just be open and like take that pretty literally too, especially if you're in a big dorm. Leave your door open while you're in there for like the first month. And that's literally the only reason I'm friends with you and why we're roommates now. And I think that's because of that is a big reason why I'm doing a lot of the things I'm doing now, and it's just exciting. Plus, a lot of the time you'll go in and you don't know a lot of people because maybe your friends from high school went to different colleges. Well, here's your chance to meet random people, and you never know if they have similar interests to you.
Very true. Very true. You never know if you're going to actually like somebody unless you try to establish that connection. So this kind of leads into the next topic. What is your advice for making apartment or dorm life more comfortable?
Ooh, okay. So dorm life is hard because there's so little space to work with. But I would say boundaries in dorm life so that you can have your own personal space is very important. And rules, because you don't, especially if you're with a random person, the chances that they'll do things exactly how you usually like them or like mess levels and stuff like that is low. So set those boundaries, set those rules. And pretty similarly for if you're in an apartment, I think it's important to have communication and to with the people you live with to be comfortable. And besides that, you know, if you live by yourself and you don't have to deal with other people living with you, I think it's important to make it feel like a place you want to be. So bring your hobbies there, bring your pet if you can, decorate it to your own style. Otherwise, it'll just feel like a jail cell.
Couldn't have worded that better myself, because those dorms, even if they are a little small, they're still pretty homely, especially with the sense of community that you can build through them.
Oh, the community is what makes the dorms, because other than that, they really feel like a jail cell. And especially with how sometimes you pack like 3-4 kids in a very small room, it's crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So from your time in the dorms, there was probably a lot of things that you had to learn through trial by fire. And hopefully you don't mind me asking so many questions going back to your original 2 years, but I feel like that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's anything that stood out to you in your time from freshman to junior or even senior year that stood out to you as a valuable life lesson?
Life lesson is an interesting thing to ask about. I think what we said earlier about being open and meeting new people is very important, kind of getting out of your shell, especially right now, like on the job market, having to talk to random people about things you're probably not comfortable with. It will help you build that, but also it'll teach you to learn how to deal with people. So for example, there was a girl who accused my roommate of stealing something from her, and that was not the case. She forgot it in her own bed, but she ransacked our room for about an hour and threatened to call the police. And that taught me a lot of things, and especially types of people to avoid. So there's a lot of lessons you can learn from the variety of people on campus.
That's very true. And that actually really well leads into what I was going to ask you next. Since there's so many different people in a community such as this, it's easy to feel either alienated or comfortable depending on how you insert yourself into that environment. Would you say that as a senior going into your final months at college, that you feel like you've made a home for yourself at college?
Definitely. I think with how I've taken and being open and trying to talk to people outside of classes, outside of my major, I think you shouldn't stick to, like, I'm in engineering, I talk to a lot of people outside of engineering. You get all these different perspectives and you get to know a lot of different people. And if you make those baseline connections with people, it feels like home, because I can walk anywhere on campus and there's a really good chance I'll see someone who, even if I just know them by face and name, that makes it feel like I'm in a community where I'm recognized and I don't feel isolated pretty much ever at all.
That's a great feeling. And I think that even myself as a senior as well, I feel that way pretty similarly. There's not very many places that I feel like I could go and walk around and not recognize a face.
Right.
It kind of feels like, it feels like a mix between an extended neighborhood from home and high school.
This is especially true because for a lot of classes in a major, you go to the same place. And so the same, you take the same walks every day. So you see the same people going to different classes eventually, but they're walking the same path as you. You recognize their face, you might say hi to them, and then you might become friends, and then, oh, they're a friendly face every morning, and people you see just walking around the same buildings you're in and stuff like that.
Now, building off of that, I'm curious, what would you say about your college life has really made you feel like this place is a new home to you? Is it just the community, or have you done things personally at home that just make you feel comfortable?
I think a big thing is being away from home, and being independent has made it a home for me, because I didn't get to live independently when I was in high school or prior, because I was with my parents, obviously. And having the dorm, which is by myself and with a roommate, and then an apartment, which I have my own room and I live with roommates. But you kind of have to learn how to do everything yourself that, you know, your parents probably did for you before. And that, like, individuality and living with yourself and by yourself makes it feel like it's kind of my space because I'm taking care of everything.
You really kind of grew into your own shell, not only in like sense of your community and friends, but also just you feel like you as a person have grown a lot more too.
Yeah. Yeah. And like my place, you know?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Enjoying what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more I Go to College content.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
When I complete my degree, I want to be a video editor.
I want to be a full-time content creator.
I want to go into audio design.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
And I am ComArtsEye.
Start your journey at comartseye.msu.edu.
So now that we've actually spent some time focusing on why we feel like this college is our home, I think it's important for us to dive into what it's going to be like to leave this home that we've been developing slowly over these past 4 years. Let's hop right on into that. So I want to start it off by asking you this question. Now that we're finally nearing our end of our years at college, how has your mentality changed from your first few years?
My mentality has, it's similar, I guess, academically, like I've had, well, maybe not recently. I think senioritis has hit a little bit in this finals week of this semester, but I was going in thinking, all right, same stuff as high school, got to do classes, got to do well, got to get grades, get a degree. But now that I'm here in my senior year, I'm also thinking, once I get my degree, what's the next step? Because I'm not planning on going to master's or to graduate school at all. So that consistency that we've had since we started school is gone now. So I have to figure that out. And it feels weird.
It definitely does. Because it's a lot of time that we haven't exactly spent thinking about what to do after the fact. Graduation is going to be a huge milestone. It's going to be a very prideful moment for us, but it's also going to be something a bit confusing. And I know as of current, I still have a few questions about it. So if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice about how to prepare for your graduation, what would it be?
How to prepare for my graduation? I would tell myself, find out what you really, really love, because I think I know I love my field and it interests me, but specifically, I'm lost. And I have to figure that out with, you know, the jobs that I get and learn on the go. I feel like passion and picking classes and doing better because you're enjoying what you're doing would come so much easier if I had a clear and defined reason for why I'm here, rather than a good reason but kind of a vague one.
Completely understandable. After all, it's kind of impossible to know exactly what your heart's set on until you've already set yourself on it.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about what we want to do with our futures, and that kind of loops into this next question pretty well. How would you say it felt signing up for your last set of classes? Was it cathartic, maybe saddening, maybe you regret not taking that one line of classes instead, or what do you think?
Ironically, it was like a good combination of a lot of those things, But it was also, I hate my college. Why can't I have fun my last semester? Because I'm sad that I signed up for my last classes, and I'm excited for the classes that I have, but I had such a small pool to pick from to get the concentration that I want and no room to breathe unless I wanted to like blow my schedule out of proportion, that it was mostly annoying in a weird way, because I had to pick these classes to graduate and finish, and I didn't really get to pick anything fun. Although I might have fun, I don't know that yet.
Yeah, so instead of it feeling like, oh, I'm going into my final semester doing everything that I want to do, like, to make it easier on myself, instead feels, okay, so I'm basically just doing the exact same thing I've been doing these past 3.5 years.
Yeah, basically. And like I said, whether that will end up being fine and I enjoy it, we'll see. But I feel like I haven't had that much choice in it.
Okay. Well, that actually has me wondering. Would you say that because you haven't had such options as you wish you would have, do you think that all of your classes have felt like they were building up to something grand? Or is it just that you've taken what you know and they just so happen to be related?
I would say that I thought they were going to build up and come to something grand, which for engineering is typically senior design, which is what I just finished. Like, that's the reason my voice is a little raspy, is because I was presenting this morning. But it kind of was like these three major classes build up on these concepts that are very important. And after that, nothing is really that heavily related, or at least they don't teach it that way. And then the culmination, supposing to be senior design, I do that and I get a project that has stuff I've never even done before. So it was completely brand new, instead of culminating. So it almost feels like, why did I do it? But I guess it gives me more avenues. Like, I know more now, but it feels almost like it wasn't a good conclusion.
Would you say that you kind of wish that all of the things that you've been working towards had combined in a better way so you could make a more satisfying final product to remember? Or do you think that that would be very difficult and nearly impossible to achieve for everyone in your major?
I think it probably would have worked better if there was a little bit more control on the student's side to do a project maybe that they thought of or have more options. Because it didn't feel like it came together super well. Like I said, my final project for that class was completely unrelated to everything I've ever done, like, to that point. So it was kind of funky.
Okay. Well, I do think that classes are a very important part about senior years in college, but I also feel like it's important to tap on the subject of just leaving itself. Mm-hmm. Because while we won't be necessarily taking classes and having a uniform schedule every day outside of if your job has the same schedule, but the emotions are really building up in seniors, I feel, because a lot of seniors, as you said before, are getting senioritis. They just want to be done, but a lot of them also don't know what they want to do afterwards. So would you say that when it comes time to finally walk the graduation stage, that most people, including yourself in this, of course, would feel nervous, excited, sad? What do you think the primary emotion going on in your head is going to be when you walk across that stage?
Probably a combination of everything, that it doesn't feel like anything, if that makes any sense. Like, there's, I'm going to be excited, but I'm also going to be sad, but I'm also going to be nervous. Excited because I'm graduating and, you know, culmination of like 16 years of education is finally done. But then nervous because I have to start working. After we graduate, I have like a month, and then I'm full time for like the next 40 years doing the same thing, basically. But then also sad because all the things we talked about earlier that we're leaving behind. So it's probably, at least for me personally, going to be so much that I'm just going to walk across the stage, get my diploma, and then get home and be like, what now?
Okay. I know that our year in particular, the year of the graduating year of 2024, is going to be feeling a bit unique about this, because for many, their senior graduation is going to be their first actual graduation ceremony, because COVID unfortunately took a lot of people's 2020 high school graduation, and many didn't even get to do anything similar to walking a stage. They were just mailed their diploma. So I think that this is going to be an especially big year for myself, and I'm excited to have the pride of walking across that stage that I wasn't exactly given because of happenstance taking it away.
Yeah, with what I said in mind, I hope that getting on that stage and having the thousands of students and family and friends there cheering is going to make me so excited that it overpowers the other two, because that's what I want to feel when I graduate. And especially with how lame my high school graduation was, that's exactly how I feel.
Completely understandable. And I bet that sentiment is shared amongst a lot
of seniors. Oh yeah, a lot of our year. Especially because we didn't even get that first year for most students, that it's going to be a lot of build up and a lot of tension in the beginning. And hopefully we can just release it all and be excited at the end.
Well, we deserve it. We've earned it.
We have.
So now let's talk a little bit about after graduation, because that's the part that really worries most people. And now that we've gotten over the hump of excitement of talking about actually walking that stage and grabbing our diploma, I'm curious what you think about the days coming after. How do you feel about how much your life is going to change once you leave college?
It's so weird, because I got a little taste of it this summer when I had an internship, and the dynamic is so different. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it, because right now I get up, I go to class, I have time in between, so I hang out, I get food, I watch, you know, YouTube or something, and I get my next class, and I got to go home and do homework. And I think a positive thing after college and having an actual job is no homework, no exams to study for, and that's super cool. But when I was working this summer, it was like, go to work this early in the morning, you get like two real breaks for lunch and like, you know, however much time to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then you go home and it's already the end of the day. And it's like, I don't have homework to do and I don't have to study, but what can I even do now? And if everyone is working on the same time, like if you have a 9-to-5 and I have a 9-to-5 and we both get off of work and we're both tired because of work, then we just, yeah, I'm too tired, I'm just going to stay home. And so it's kind of scary almost, like how much it's going to change versus now when I come home and I'm excited to do a little bit of games and then go out and then do some homework later and kind of mix it all up.
I can get that. I know myself, I'm really worried about, I'm not too worried about finding my initial job, but in this day and age, job hunting is a huge difficulty, especially if you don't have experience.
Oh yeah.
Because you need experience for everything. Every job wants you to have a minimum amount of experience, and they're not really usually willing to hire newbies unless, you know, you've got a good reason to be hired.
Yeah.
So I think that we've delved a lot into some important topics today. Really, about college itself, the ending is really a new beginning. It's not something to be looked on negatively. It's not something to be afraid of, even though it might be worrisome for the time. I think there's only one question left that I really want to ask you.
Okay.
When it finally comes time for you to go to your apartment and take everything, and it's finally time to move, and you take your last piece out of your home of this college that you've made for yourself, what are you going to feel? Are you going to feel that you are going to miss the place? Are you going to feel bittersweet, happy to move forward, but sad to leave things behind? Tell me what's on your mind.
I think it's going to be a lot of emotions. I think primarily sad. That's how I felt moving out of the dorms when everything was empty and looked like how it was when I moved in. It felt wrong because I had lived there for so long. And especially the apartment, having been there for 2 years now, and it's much more my own space. It'll be really sad, but also exciting, because as you said, you're onto the next avenue of your life, which is a huge step. And there's a lot of things that can happen in that that can keep your excitement and keep you doing things. But it's difficult to know because there are so many unknowns still. And I think keeping the high spirits and hopes and seeing where it goes is what I'm going to try and do so that I can keep cruising and enjoying my life wherever I end up.
It's a very healthy mentality to have. I think that's something that we should all take into consideration in our day-to-day is just making sure not to exactly fear the unknown that comes after, but to rather be excited for it. Because if you look at your family, your friends, anyone who's older than you, you can really realize something important. And it's that everyone finds a way. And while your way not be exactly what you thought it was going to be, you'll figure out exactly what you don't know now every day. So thank you so much, Randy, for answering my questions and taking some time to talk with me here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
And thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And I just hope that all of you remember that leaving college isn't the end of your life. It's just a great step to move into the next phase.
Find I Go to College on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Audio Video Land for updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content of all Audio Video Land productions. I Go to College is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.